Welcome to the Powerline Podcast, the official podcast of Greystone Power. I'm your host, Emily Young, and today we're talking about the Greystone Gives program. So, let's get started on episode 34 of the Powerline Podcast. Volunteering is a great way to get involved with the community. When you offer just a couple hours of your time, it can make a world of difference. Here at Greystone Power, we strive to give back to the communities we serve. It's part of the cooperative principle of concern for community and is at the heart of everything that Greystone does. Today, we'll be speaking with Rita Wilson, our HR manager. She's here to explain a little more about our program. Hey, Rita, welcome to the podcast. We're all super excited you're here today. We can't wait to learn more about the program. When was Greystone Gives started, and why did the co-op decide to start this program?
I believe it was 2018 when we started the program. We started it as a way of making Greystone's commitment to community guiding principles something that was accessible to every employee, regardless of their role in the cooperative.
That's great that Greystone allocates time for their employees to give back to the community. Can you tell us a little about how the program works?
Well, there are two options with this program. As long as the organization is on Greystone's list of organizations, meaning it must be a 501c3, any employee can request up to 8 hours a year to volunteer for that organization. Employees verify their organization is on the approved list, and then they submit a form to request the time to volunteer. The form goes through an approval process, and then once it's approved, I reach out to the employee to let them know their request to volunteer has been approved. I remind them to wear their Greystone Gives shirt and send us pictures of their day. Additionally, quarterly, we try to schedule a group event for employees to participate in. Organizations and number of people needed varies, and as long as the individuals have not used their 8-hour allocation, they can participate in the group event.
These group events sound like a great team-building experience. What are some of the projects that employees have participated in through Greystone Gives? What was your favorite?
We do a holiday card event every year for Christmas for soldiers. The other quarterly events vary on the needs in the communities each quarter. We have done a build for the Veterans Place with Habitat for Humanity. This was my favorite, but there have been many others over the years. It's hard to remember them all, but just to mention some, the Pantry and the Care Place, Warehouse of Hope, Habitat for Humanities, Cultural Arts Council, and many others. We also have employees who volunteer at food banks, animal shelters, and other organizations on the approved list.
Wow, I bet the soldiers really appreciate those Christmas cards. As mentioned before, Greystone offers their employees many opportunities to help out within the community. Last month, Greystone Gives teamed up with Kaya to help pack lunches for kids who needed food over the summer. Can you tell us a little more about this organization?
Yes, Kaya stands for Come As You Are Reconciliation Ministries, and it's a Christ Center nonprofit charitable services outreach ministry serving the materially and spiritually poor both locally and internationally. They are located in and serve the residents of Dallas and the surrounding communities of Paulding County, Georgia. The lunch program that we helped with for the group event helped feed approximately 650 kids. These kids are provided food every year during the summer while they're not in school. And only the kids that qualify for free lunches during the school year are eligible for this summer program with Kaya.
Kaya is a pretty small organization, so I'm sure they appreciate all the help they can get. What is some of the feedback that you've heard from employees who have participated in Greystone Gives projects?
One person said, "I really enjoyed it. We helped some people that needed our help, and I got to meet some fellow associates that I have not met before." Another person said, "It was cool to see everyone show up and show out like Greystone always does. We helped 650 plus kids eat lunch today, and they otherwise might have went hungry. I am proud to be a co-worker of such a good group of people."
That's really great that there are organizations like Kaya to help make sure the community is fed. Okay, So we always ask everybody the same last question. Is there anything else you'd like to tell our members?
Yes, Emily, thank you. Greystone is an amazing place to work and a great community partner. Our employees love getting to participate and support our community.
Unfortunately, we're all out of time for today's episode. Make sure to check us out on social media and don't forget to subscribe to our podcast, available on our website, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube. Thanks for joining us for episode 34. We'll catch you next time on the Powerline Podcast.